Both Chris Williams and Dr. Jill Hubbard addressed our last caller for this month who struggled with his wife leaving to go find herself and what his response should be. Two teachings will follow. Dr. Sherry Denham Keffer on clear confusion in betrayal and Mark Cameron on the importance of repair, which is an audio of one of our New Life videos in our New Life video library. There are about 650 videos on all different topics, most of which are between 5 and 10 minutes. You can check them out at newlife.com. And last but certainly not least, our announcer, engineer, producer extraordinaire, Terry McIntosh, will read a portion of a recent letter we recently received. You will want to hear it.
Steve in Washington, D.C., thank you for calling in today. And it looks like you listen to us on Sirius XM Channel 131. Thanks for listening and thanks for calling today.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
Yeah. What's going on? How can we help you?
I was married for 37 years. My wife and I are Christians. We raised two daughters. They got married to some really terrific guys. And my wife was a registered nurse. She was struck down with MS. Quite unexpectedly. There was no history, no anything. It flattened her. She had to learn how to walk again and so forth. And of course I was right there. I was as a caregiver and a loving husband and, you know, trying to nurture her through the therapy and all that sort of stuff. When she finally got back on her feet, she went back to her employer and asked if she could get her job back. And they said, no, you're a liability. Well, that shook her world because she had gone to nursing school and had worked really hard to become who she was. And for her to lose everything, it destroyed her. Next thing I knew, one day, there's a note on the table. I've left to go find myself. And it turned out she was going back to her home state where there was a fellow who had asked her to marry him back in high school. And she got excited over the prospect, I guess, of being with this guy. Three separate times she left to be with him. Three separate times she came back. Here's my question. I was really struggling because obviously I don't want to see the demise of the relationship. We had what I thought was a healthy relationship. Mm-hmm. I saw myself as a covenant keeper. I see marriage as a covenant. And so I wasn't ready to throw in the towel and stop contributing to the covenant, if you will. And I remember asking a pastor at random, what do I do about this? And he said, wait a minute, how many times does she have to break the covenant before you realize you're free? Well, boy, I tell you what, free in God's eyes is, I guess, what he was talking about. But I still haven't gotten over this idea of my obligation to covenant. So, folks, where does covenant end?
I think a better question is, where does covenant begin? Because it begins with two people.
I think it begins at the...
But it begins with, I'm saying, with two people.
Yes.
But Steve, I'm going to be honest. I think covenant is a distraction right now and not a help. Because to your pastor's point, it's like, well, she broke the covenant, you know. But the covenant holds them, like, is sort of like the agreement. Mm-hmm. So, but it's not the marriage itself. No. Marriage is a bazillion other things than just covenant. And so there is something missing in the marriage. I'm not saying that it's your fault, you know, at all. I'm just saying there by focusing on the covenant, because then you're going to leverage yourself against your wife. Well, I've kept the covenant and you have it. And then you just need to keep the covenant. And I'm telling you, that's not going to work.
But let me just interject, though. When you are the person who has kept your vows, kept your covenant.
Yeah.
Right. When someone breaks it, you realize how strong of an agreement it actually is.
Oh, that's good. Yes.
And
yes.
The devastation of the brokenness. And so it's hard when you're like, oh my gosh, this is serious.
Yeah.
And I made a vow before God and I kept this covenant. And so it's like, you know, it's like if you're two people holding a wishbone, it's like you're holding half of the wishbone and the other half is gone,
off,
right?
Yeah.
And you're still like holding it, thinking it's together, but you're holding it up something, like you're saying, that's meant for two.
Yes.
And so it's not really what it was intended to be.
Yes. Yeah.
So I need a better analogy than the wishbone, but it always comes to mind. You're holding the half, and it's not a wishbone.
Well, I'm going to take the metaphor a step further. You're okay. holding the wishbone, but you got the smaller piece of the stick.
Yes, you did. And it's really nothing. It's just a stick. Yeah.
Well, and the wishbone represents the heart.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're dealing with a broken heart.
Yeah.
And I think I'm so glad that you said that, Jill, because that's mm-hmm. a very, very, very serious
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't minimize the damage of infidelity.
Yeah.
And the damage that it's caused to you, Steve, and your heart. And so in those things, when we're heartbroken and we can't make sense of it, we're going to try to make sense of it. And the way that mm-hmm. you've made sense of it is the covenant. Which is a great way to make sense of it. But she has not honored that. And that she's in this place of vacillating between going to, this is three times back and forth. I'm like, well, unless God has called you like Hosea, to be like, no, you got to stick in it as a representation of me, which, listen, God didn't do that with everyone, but one person he did. But that's got to be crystal clear. The other aspect of it, though, is going to do the work for you, Steve, of like beyond covenant. What does it mean to be married to me? And wife, can you do it? And here's what it's going to look like.
Yeah, because she's broken it, right? If she's... humbled and remorseful and wants to work on it, you can choose to stay in it.
Well, and she has to do the actual work of repentance,
yes,
leaving
absolutely
the old relation or this,
yes,
this relationship.
She has to cut that out like
and
a cancer.
The unbelievable hard work of repair.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve, this is not a magical number. It's not even a hard and fixed number. But I say this to couples that come into my office that have experienced infidelity. I say, hey, you're going to need to put 7 years in your back pocket right now. Because I'm not saying that 7 years is going to take 7 years or may take longer, sure, I don't know. But that's kind of the standard that if you don't have that in you, then don't start right now. Make a different decision.
Thank you, folks.
Yeah.
7 years is a really long time when you think about it.
It is, but at least five. Yeah, we have to respect how long these triggers last infidelity. Betrayal trauma is mm-hmm. so different in the sense that betrayal trauma is a pain and hurt that's happening to you that you don't mm-hmm. know is happening to you until it's already done.
Yeah.
And so it flips the internal world upside down. And so it's for the person that needs that healing that I say 7 years before you stop looking back over your shoulder and you feel like you have a really, really firm foundation of restored trust that you can walk on in the mm-hmm. relationship where you're not falling through the trapdoors of triggers all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So I wasn't, when I said the 7 years is a long time, I wasn't disputing or anything. I was just
clarifying,
thinking about it,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be, I mean, if you, like you said, if you don't think you can put up or go through this for another 7 years, then look for another option.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that, Steve?
I'm still hanging on this idea that the covenant, and I still am hanging on this notion that the covenant is somewhat inconsequential. I just can't get there.
Hmm.
Well, the covenant means something and she's broken it, but you guys need a covenant and you need a lot more than that is what we're saying.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Jill? We have a few seconds.
Well, just that your wife, Steve, would need to really dig in and do some work because obviously the MS as well as the loss of job really sent her into a tailspin.
Yeah.